Stay, stay here. Stay, stay. Stay, don't take him out. Looking for light. Leave him here, leave him. Okay. I will remove that bot from you. I just want to ask you a question. Yes. Is this what you know about Islam? Looking for light. Your name is Mice. Is this the way you look at Islam? Hold it, hold it. What did you read about Islam? Is this the way you deal with Islam? This is your understanding of this matter? Okay. I want you to sit now and listen, if you want, for the answer, right? Are you ready? Are you ready to sit, or you want to go? You are fast. You want to sit for the answer, complete answer. You have to sit and listen. Until I am finished, okay? We agree? Okay. We'll take your word and we'll see. Okay. Now, if you make a single move of disrespect to the room, we will put you in a place where you will never gonna see the light. Agree? Agree or not? Good. First of all, in Islam, there are three things that you need to understand. Quran, this is a very important introduction. Quran, okay. Okay. Let's put them down, Sister Muhammad. Quran, Prophet's teaching. Prophet's teaching. Thirdly, understanding of the Prophet's companions who were there living the revelation. 1, 2, 3. One, two, three. This is a critical. Okay. Allah stated in the Quran the verse which you were looking for and which you thought it is troubling, quote unquote. I will give you the translation of the meaning of the Quran. This is in 4:34. You see, we don't hide things. This is the first thing as a benefit to you. We don't hide things. As to those women on whose part you see ill conduct, admonish them first. No, we need the full verse. Because he took one part of the verse and he left the other part. And this is a point against you. If you are looking for light, you look for darkness in your thought. Because you looked at it with one eye and you're not going to see the whole light with one eye. You can see the whole light and your name is looking for light if you have your both eyes open. As to those women why did you post this? Are you an admin? I told you a single move will take you out. You're not admin here. Fine. We'll let this go. Men are the protectors and maintainers of women. Men are the protectors and maintainers of women because Allah has made one of them excel the other. And because they spend to support them from their means, meaning men. Therefore, the righteous women are devoutly obedient to Allah and to their husbands and guard in the husband's absence what Allah orders them to guard, their chastity, their husbands. You see the believing woman characteristics in Islam? As to those women on whose part you see ill conduct, admonish them first. Why didn't you put this Right? Can I ask you now? You can answer. Why did you neglect the admonishing first? You can answer. Fine. Okay, fine. Admonish them first. Next. Refuse to share their beds. And last, beat them lightly if it is useful. But if they turn to obedience, now comes the threat for men. But if they turn to obedience, seek not against them means of annoyance whatsoever. Surely Allah is ever most just, most high, most great. So, you came to conclude the general conclusion of beating women, didn't you? You have to be brave enough and come and now to the text and say that. You concluded the general matter of beating women being allowable in Islam, isn't it? You listen carefully. I will bring your text. Now you're coming to, now you see now, this is a lesser step than the second when you came to the room, which varies to a great extent from the time you came to the room. And you said, don't hide it. And you were the one who hid this part, these two parts in the very beginning. You see the point? Now, you took the general sense and you said, Islam beats woman. Islam, in fact, forbids. You are looking for light. Forbids beating woman and warns strictly against it. In fact, there was an incident when a woman came to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, requesting advice. Hold it. We said the general beating principle. This woman came to the Prophet, peace be upon him, and asked him advice as to the one whom she is looking for marriage, or they looked for her to marry. And she asked him, two people came asking for my hand. Which of them should? The Prophet ﷺ said, one of them keeps the stick on his shoulder. So avoid him. You know what that means? Keeps the stick on his shoulder. Maybe Brother Perfus now forgot the whole rules about the rooms. Okay, welcome Brother Perfus. Okay. Assalamu alaikum. So, in this incident, therefore, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam admonished her. That's right. Admonished her not to marry him because he beats women. He carries a stick. So Islam, in fact, forbids beating women and warns strictly against it. And this is due to the general basic fact that women in general, are physically weaker than men. Because of their natural physical makeup. And they cannot usually unable to defend themselves against beating. However, Islam permitted this light, quote, light beating under necessitated states in very limited occasions and only when it is required as a final treatment of a persistent situation. And in this verse we quoted, Allah dealt with this case of a wife who disobeyed her husband's command and instructions. The treatment of this extremely sensitive issue comes on gradual stages, as clear from the verse. Medicine or treatment of any ailment can be very bitter at times. Can be very bitter at times. But an ill person will take the remedy gladly and bear witness and bear the bitterness rather of the medicine in order to be cured from his illness. The remedy to treat a rebelling wife comes on three gradual stages depending on her degree of rebellion. The first stage, the stage of advice, counseling, and warning against Allah's penalty. And the husband must remind his disobedient wife with the importance of complying to Islam in the first place. And this stage is very kind and easy one. If the rebellion, and we're not talking about any regular mistakes and regular things, both of them do that. And if a husband will resort to this in the very first thing, then he is a transgressor, tyrant. She has the right to rid herself of. This stage, the early one, should be very kind, easy. But if this treatment does not work and prove not effective, then comes the next stage, to leave the wife's bed. Or if one sleeps in the same bed with her, he may turn his back to her, not touch her, not even talk to her. Or, to a greater extent, he can take it, this same stage, not to have intercourse with her. So this combines two things. The second stage combines strictness and kindness. Although it is harsh in either way. But sometimes on your hand there can be dirt which cannot be removed except with soap. And sometimes soap does not take it out. You go to the next detergent, depending on the roughness of the soil on your hand. If this treatment does not work, then, and the rebellion continues to intensify, then the third and final stage. Beating without hurting, without breaking a bone, without leaving blue or black marks on the body, and avoiding hitting the face at any cost. This is like doing it to a child, a boy in discipline. The purpose here is disciplinary action, and not retaliation or hurting by any means. And therefore, Islamically, this is restricted and limited to be a form of treatment only and kind of last resort. And it's not meant to be a humiliation or forcing and compelling. In fact, it is reported, now comes the third element which we discussed earlier, the principles of Islam, Quran, prophetic tradition, and the third, the understanding of the noble companions of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, concerning the laws and the applicability of the laws. One of the great companions, whose name is Ibn Abbas, of the early Muslims, companions of Muhammad, peace be upon him, the Prophet, our Prophet, he said, quote, he said, hit only with the siwak. You know the siwak? This is a wooden root, thin wooden root, used to brush the teeth with. Natural wooden root that is used to brush the teeth with. This makes it clear what extent of beating, quote unquote. And therefore Islam forbids the severe beating as a punishment. And this has been proved to be very effective with two types of women. Even psychologists in our times, they speak of these two types of women. Number one type, controlling or mastering woman. Controlling or mastering woman. Those women who love to control and master and run the affairs of their husbands by pushing them around, commanding them, and give them orders. The second type, there is a type which is called submissive or subdued woman. Those women enjoy being beaten. Those women enjoy being beaten. And I will refer you to the following book. Can we write the book, please? This is by Holdfield, J.A. J.A. Holdfield. This is a European psychologist. In his book, Psychology and Morals, he stated the following, quote, the instinct of submission strengthens at times in the human being so much that a submissive person will enjoy seeing someone overpowering him, overruling him and being cruel to him. Such a submissive person bears the consequences of his submission due to the fact that he enjoys the pain. And this is a well-spread instinct amongst women, even if they don't realize it. For this reason, women are well known being more forbearing to pain than men. A wife of this type of woman becomes more attracted to and admiring of her husband when he beats her. Nothing, on the other hand, will sadden some woman much as softy, very kind and very obedient husband who is never upset regardless of being challenged. End of quote. Even we don't have to take by his words. And we don't want to deal with this submissive or subdued woman. We're not going to work with this. Having an exceptional case of a subdued, mentally ill woman who likes to be enjoyed beating, and then we go beat her because she enjoys that? No. Beating, as you have heard, is listed as the last and final stage of training, discipline, and upbringing methods. And Islam does not permit, allow, or even condone beating unless the first two stages are proven to be ineffective methods of treatment. And finally, it is to be employed as a remedy if a wife persists on this rebellion to this extent and a last resort. And beating must not be employed as a remedy if a wife prefers to be divorced. This is another element. Must not be employed as a remedy if the wife prefers to be divorced. again, from the conditions. A wife must not be beaten, even at this stage, before her children, or anyone else for that matter. It is a discipline and right upbringing, if needed. You, a father, for instance, you may beat, which you call it spank, your child is doing something wrong. Hold it just a minute, please, until I finish this. Just a minute. Could you? A teacher will also spank a student for doing something wrong, such as neglecting a homework. Just 1 minute. Being late or tardy to class or school. Cheating on the test, taking back to the teacher, and so on. Striking here is a means of upbringing a principle. And that's why Allah illustrated at the end of the verse that deals with beating the disobedient. He said, but if they return to obedience, seek not against them means of annoyance in any way. So the objective is good. Islam does not aim to destroy the family and causing it to become burdened with unnecessary pains and headaches and problems. And the true destruction of the family is when the wife becomes the victim of divorce. Now, statistically, the real beating, where it is occurred, the uncontrolled, the crazy way of beating, where it is done? In 1990, 30,000, in 1992, 30,000 brutal beatings in the UK. In 1995, this increased to 65,400. And it doubled to 124,400 recently. I don't want to mention what goes on in the States. This is our answer, and thank you very much for coming. No problem. Welcome to the room. I wish you to come later. No problem. This concludes the answer, inshallah.